Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The image of molten lava pooling underneath an active volcano seems largely to be the creation of Hollywood. New research from Kerry Cooper, associate professor of geology at the University of California, Davis, paints a very different picture of how volcanoes operate.
Magma reservoirs are complex active environments. But what do they look like? Hollywood might portray a reservoir as a vast open chamber with a pool of bubbling magma at the bottom. In reality, these reservoirs are located miles beneath the surface where the pressures are immense. The state of the magma in the reservoir depends on the temperature. It's completely molten at high temperature, but as it cools, it progressively crystallizes. And at relatively low temperatures, the percentage of crystals is so high that they form a rigid network called a magma mush. We know that bodies of hot eruptible magma must exist sometimes below the surface, or we would never see eruptions. But there's increasing evidence that these reservoirs spend a lot of their time as a crystal mush. So how long is a lot? The key to answering this question is in the crystals, which can survive for hundreds of thousands of years deep within the reservoirs, acting as tiny recorders of their environment before they're eventually erupted. My colleague, Adam Kent, and I used these crystal records to study Mount Hood in Oregon. The surprising result is that the Mount Hood Reservoir spends the vast majority of its time as a relatively immobile crystal mush, and partial datasets from many similar volcanoes suggest that this mode of behavior is common. And this is important for two reasons. First, in terms of volcanic hazards, this and other research suggest that going from a rigid mush to an eruptible magma can happen very quickly, so we have to be prepared with monitoring systems in place before we see the signs of unrest. And second, our new results force us to view magma reservoirs differently, as largely solid bodies most of the time. This presents a new problem, because magmas preserve evidence for very dynamic processes. Thus, understanding the physical state of magmas beneath the surface has important implications, both for interpreting data for hazards and forecasting, and for understanding how magmas are generated and how they change over time. Eventually, we'll get more answers to these questions as future research provides a better view of a magma reservoir.
That was Kerry Cooper of the University of California, Davis. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.